This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I hit the space bar.
Idiot. First day?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Welcome, our new host.
You need a bigger table. What I'm telling you. I guess what I don't understand about Eric Swalwell is, well, there's lots of I don't understand about it, but one of the things I don't understand about it is how sending a girl a cockpit is a move still.
Still a thing.
I don't understand. In this day and age, even, like maybe 20 years ago when cell phones were first, you know, when you had the flip phone that took pictures,
sure.
And like, you know, and it occurred to the first guy to be like, oh, maybe she wants
hey.
To see. But in this day and age, I don't get how it's still a thing. It's still a move. There's part of me.
I don't know. Guys living in the past, I guess.
There's part of me that wants to know, well, the way he was drugging chicks, he's living that Bill Cosby past.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see? Oh, yeah. He stole my gimmick. Oh. I don't get how, man.
Oh, I don't get why anybody would do that in the first place in this day and age. It's suicide. It's going to be found. You can't, once you send it to somebody, there's no deleting it. It's out there, man. It's done. Even if you just take it with your phone.
There's a great scene in one of the old Beavis and Butthead episodes where they find a camera in a bush in a park. And fucking Butthead sticks it down his pants and goes, better get one of the captain.
Better get one of the captain. Oh, that's great. I don't think I've seen that one.
No, it's...
That's one of the original episodes? Or the
first run. Yeah. But later in the run, yeah. Now, I've never had a name for my cock, but I'm leaning toward... If I had to pick a name...
Yeah?
I'm leaning toward the mayor.
The mayor? Gov.
Well, here's the mayor.
Better get one of the captain. Smile.
Better get one.
So you don't like the mayor? No.
Oh, Mayor's fine. No. It's your dick. I don't give a fuck what
no,
you
no.
call
well,
it.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, as a nickname.
I mean, though. No, I think for you, I'd take it a step further. Just call it Mayor McCheese.
I'll have you know I get in the shower every third or fourth day.
Mayor McSleaze. I don't know what the hell I'd call mine.
No. How do you, but then how do you get that, you know, in polite conversation?
How do you work that in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I named my dick. Would you like to hear about it?
Yeah.
Get a shirt that says, ask me about my dick's nickname.
Get a bumper sticker that says that.
Get a bumper sticker that says, honk if your dick has a nickname.
I was thinking today about how I've never sent a cock pic to a girl, like just sent one.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about how, like...
Have you ever sent one on request? Like, has anybody ever said, hey, send me a picture of your dick?
I sent Jennifer a jerk video once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buddy, I had that thing edited like a fucking Scorsese shoot. It was masterful. Whatever happened to that video? I can tell you she doesn't have it.
I got a copy. You want to see it?
yes, I do. Congressional inquiry. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever unsolicited ever sent one.
Unsolicited.
But then I thought I was having a conversation with a girl I know. It had to be within the last 6 months or so. And I was like, you just don't know what it was like when I was thin. It was a thing. And then it occurred to me I had a series of pictures with an ex-girlfriend from all those years ago. And I said to this girl, I go, oh, I was very excited about it. I have a picture of my young cock. Do you want to see it? And I wish you could have seen me.
No, his cock's got a fucking mullet. It's wearing stonewashed jeans.
You weren't lying on that mullet piece, buddy. Woo. I was in need of a fucking trim and a shave and a haircut for two bits back then. Woo. But I found it. I was like, oh, this is okay. So, but then now, you know, you take the picture out of the fucking sleeve and you got to put it on a dark surface. That's all you get like it was. You'd have thought I was sending this girl fucking, you know, evidence in a criminal trial the way I was photographing this thing.
Unbeknownst to you, you could have been.
Well, if I was still scanning the fucking thing, I would have sent it. You know, I would have scanned it to her. But they came up in conversation. That's a little bit different, right? But
yeah,
I don't get how that's a move.
Yeah, that's
but
your
then
opening
come
move.
To find out he's like choking girls out and fucking giving them the hot Cosby and everything else. Man, holy fuck nuts.
Yeah.
And then there was that Republican in Texas that resigned, that Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw his resignation letter, and I didn't really, because Swalwell's a sexier story. And by sexy, I mean he was running for governor, he was the front runner, Democrat, like there's a lot more going on there. And then this guy Gonzalez, I found out today, he was banging a married woman. You know, he's married, and he was fucking a married woman. The girl he was fucking found out that her husband was fucking her best friend.
Jesus.
Doused herself in gasoline and set herself on fire in her backyard.
Oh.
I shit you not.
Wow.
Yeah, I shit you not.
Did she die?
Yes.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Today I was like, holy shit. Really? Oh, man. And then when the first responders got there, it was because she said, I did it because my husband was...
somebody's barbecuing.
My husband's fucking my best friend. I'm like, holy shit, set herself on fire.
Wow. God damn, man.
Oh, man. Ooh. And then he was texting some other girl and like...
Why do people got to complicate their fucking lives that bad, man? I just don't get that, man.
Buddy, I was even in my youngest and most volatile, I was never going to kill myself over some pussy. I was never going to fucking Bourdain my way out of it. Okay, it was never going to fucking be that. Hang yourself over a woman. Yeah. Good, stupid.
Nope.
Oh, that's bananas.
Yeah, that's stupid.
if you're gonna have Swalwell, you gotta have Gonzalez. Like, I get the political thing of it. Like, I understand it. But man, I don't know if you need to difference between a girl setting herself on fire over her husband and then who happened to also be fucking a congressman and then the guy that spiked drinks and choked women unconscious and left them bleeding and fucked and everything else. Like, Swalwell's a fucking issue, man. That guy's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What a fucking story.
Yeah. He seemed to have, of course, I mean, when initially hits, it's always deny, you know, no, these allegations are not. But he sure didn't waste any time getting out of it.
Well,
didn't fight it too long.
He lost his endorsements and
yeah,
lost all of his donations also, and like it was in a, you know, even if he never gets arrested, he's still
he's finished.
Divorce proceedings hopefully coming soon from his wife.
Wienered himself right out of that race.
Anthony Wiener's another one I don't fucking get.
Yeah,
holy,
that dude couldn't.
You talk about a cat that couldn't get out of his own fucking
way. Exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And was just confident he was going to get away with anything he did.
Yeah.
Like, there is, we've talked about it on the show before, but it's been years. There's a documentary called Wiener, and I bought it.
Yeah.
It's about when he was running for mayor of New York City. And there's a scene in it. You know, this documentary crew is following him around. They're filming the campaign, right? Like, they don't know what's going to happen. They're just doing a doc. And there's a scene where the allegation, this most recent series of allegations about Wiener come out as they're filming this doc. And you can see the love leave his wife's eyes. It is really something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huma Abedin was her name. She was a sister for Hillary Clinton for all those years and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
It's something.
Wow.
To watch a woman who's finally had enough.
That's it.
Like, she thought she put it past her.
Yeah.
And then now it's underage girls and underwear pics and hard-ons and like da-da-da-da. And like,
yeah, this is it. I'm out.
But it is really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
And she wrote a memoir that was like 700 pages long. I'm like, honey, you got nothing to say for 700 fucking pages. If you're going to write a 300-page book, you know, with a fair amount of spacing between the sentences, I'm in. Like, I'll fucking check your book out. But you can't have what I'm seeing here is a 544-page memoir at the age of 45 or whatever she was. Get the fuck out of my face with that nonsense. 544 fucking pages? For who? For what? For a fucking lefty scumbag. She was really attractive there for a minute.
Yeah.
Huma Abedin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Huma Abedin.
Huma, that's right, yeah.
I'm not even sure if that's the proper way to pronounce it. That's the way I'd say it. If I fucking blow my load in her, I'm fucking losing my breath. You know, just.
Oh, Jesus. She's got one of those fucking billboard smiles.
Buddy.
Yikes.
Well, and that's her recent, like.
Oof.
Her recent. Oh, yeah. She's got enormous. She's got Billy Bass mouth.
shit. Billy Bass mouth. That could be a show title.
Buddy, Billy that's Bass your show mouth. Title. What do you mean could be? She got a $2 million deal for that book. Holy
Jesus.
Smokes. Wow.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't smile, she's...
Well, see if you can find the picture of the guy she just married recently. She went from one fucking tiny little weasel to a fucking...
Did she go to Alex Soros?
Yeah, is that the guy's name? But, buddy, he is a fucking tiny...
You say they got married?
Yeah. Recent, yeah. Just most recent, just within the last year or so, I want to say. But he is a fucking tiny, limp-wristed, lefty weenie, man. What the fuck are we doing?
Oh. Isn't that the lead singer of Weezer?
Fucking Rivers
Cuomo?
Rivers Cuomo ass.
Jesus.
But he is a fucking...
What a fucking dork.
He is a...
Oh, man.
Look
come
at
on.
Him. Fucking hell.
Oh, man. He's got, there is somewhere, there is a hotel with a room with a cuck chair with his nameplate.
Buddy, I gotta tell you, that picture, guaranteed. That picture right there of him and Huma Abedin, she and I do not know her nationality, so I'll begin by saying that. But she is 10 years away from frumpy Middle Eastern woman.
Yeah.
It's already on her face.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's it. No more pictures.
What a fucking limp-wristed lefty weenie, man. What the fuck are we doing? Wow. Look at. She's not even going to jerk you off with those fucking little hands. Look at, no wonder he was trying to fuck kids, Anthony Weiner.
Nice haircut, I'll tell you what, though. Jerk.
I'll tell you what. Scroll up a little bit, though. Up.
Oh.
The other up. That ring she's got on looks like a fucking AFC championship ring. God damn. Fucking hell. She's got everything I like in a woman, except she's fucking Middle Eastern face. She's going to be.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah.
She's 10 years away from washing laundry on a fucking rock down on the stream somewhere. It's coming.
Yeah, that's a, whew, man. Boy, she went from one wiener right to the other.
God.
Man.
Damn it.
Fucking weenie.
He looks like he's going to start a podcast about craft beers. This fucking asshole.
No. Fucking hate him. Not craft beer, craft whiskeys.
Oh,
That's not a beer guy. That's pretentious fair. Whiskey that's asshole
fair.
Right there.
That's fair.
Not that there aren't pretentious asshole beer guys. There's plenty of them.
Jeff, do you think that guy is drinking or sipping?
He's sipping. He's down there sipping. Yeah. Yeah. I think you need to go fucking reconnoiter the rim there. Oh, well, Alex.
I think she's going to reconnoiter his asshole rim. Fucking twink. I hate him. God damn.
Yeah, boy, he really is a twinkie fucker, man. Jesus. Yeah, you're right. She is 10 years but away from fucking washing.
Tell me.
Washing fucking hijabs on a fucking rock in a river. Man. She's either washing hijabs on a rock in a river or fucking packing pipe bombs. One of the two.
God willing, she's doing both. Wearing both.
Allah willing. Yes, Allah willing.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, fucking hell. It's called Both/And is what this book was called.
What's it called?
Both/And.
Both/And. Both and.
Yeah.
Okay.
544 pages.
She ain't got that much to say.
No. But there is something to be said, and I've seen it in a lot of women that I've known in my life, that you go from the... Well, you taking a picture? You looking at a picture of him again?
No, it's just... She went from one fucking goofy-ass weenie motherfucker to another.
Well, how do you not know that guy's a kid toucher?
Exactly.
Ooh. I mean, come on.
I mean, look at this.
You ever seen a picture of the guy? So
he looks like he's trying to send soup back in a deli.
Anthony Weiner looks like the new guy, but when his face starts to melt. That's what Anthony Weiner looks like.
He looks like what?
He looks like the new guy.
Oh, the new guy.
Except after his face starts to melt.
Jesus.
I mean, but like you see, you know, he goes, yeah, you're sending this cock to a 17-year-old girl or whatever the situation there was with Weiner. And then you go, yeah, he looks like a guy who's going to send a picture of his cock to a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a real thing.
You look at this guy's picture and you're like, oh, that's okay. That adds up.
Yeah.
That
right.
Figures.
That's a face built for a mugshot, Anthony
yeah.
Weiner,
oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, look at this. Look at this fucking idiot.
Well, so this is
Jesus.
What I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
So this is what I'm saying. Sometimes when you, and I've seen this a lot with girls I know, when you go from, you know, kind of over the top, you know, maybe a little bit of an alpha, over-sexualized guy.
Yeah.
The next step's a beta, man. Because, like, if you want to just kind of have coffee or tea in the morning with somebody and watch the sun come up or some faggy bullshit like this.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Weiner's not that guy.
No. Oh. God, it went in my mouth.
Oh, good. Stupid. Oh. Serves you right, you fucking horse's ass.
That's
good.
It's gross.
Yeah. Don't light it. What are you, nuts? You fucking, this room will explode.
Oh, boy.
Is it bad, buddy?
Man, if that gets to you, you're finished.
Yeah, well, I got a whole can of spray over here, man. I am good. Oh, I'm, you know what? It's starting, to get over here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna preemptively do some spray in here. I'm spraying.
Anthony Weiner was in Sharknado. Oh, Sharknado 3.
Yeah.
Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, hell no.
Ann Coulter played the vice president in one of those Sharknado movies.
Are you serious?
Buddy, they could have made.
I've never seen any of them.
Buddy, they could have made 50 of those, and I watched every single one of them.
Why?
Because they're schlock garbage.
I can't waste my time with shit like that.
What's more important about it is they're not pretending that they're good movies. They know they're bad, and they lean into it.
Yeah, well, at least they own it. That's good. Yeah. They just got divorced in 25.
Who, it says, Weiner and
it
Abedin?
It says Anthony Weiner, born 1964.
64?
Spouse Huma Abedin, married 2010 to 2025.
Whoa.
Wow.
I guarantee she wasn't in the house that long.
No.
Promise you that. Wow.
What the fuck? This guy's name is Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
He's got a brother or a sibling named Seth Weiner. His parents are Francis Finkelstein.
Finkelstein!
Finkelstein!
Hang on. Marginally Jewish.
Marginally? Not marginally, Parkaley. Get it?
You hack idiot. Get out of my fucking studio.
Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Bad enough name.
No, bad. As
Tony.
Bad.
Tony Weiner.
Right.
Francis
Finkelstein, goddamn it.
Finkelstein. F-I-N-K-E-L Stein. Dad, Mort Weiner. What the fuck? Ooh.
You about,
want to go over to the Finkelsteins and visit old Francis and Mort? I'm sorry. Oh.
I'm going to go court.
Dude, they're fucking bad.
I'm going to go court. I'm going to go court. Miss Finkelstein.
I'm here paying a court and call on the beautiful Francis Finkelstein. And you are Mort. Mort Weiner.
Mort Weiner. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
I cannot, as a matter of conscience, let my daughter marry a guy named Mort Weiner.
Look, I fucked up enough with Francis and Finkelstein,
buddy,
okay?
that is old country Jew.
Oh, that's fucking...
Find me a picture of Francis Finkelstein, goddamn it. Oh, sue everyone. She's going to sue everyone, Jeff. I guarantee you that.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Okay, so I got to... Serious question.
Okay.
Let's say you're on a dating site and okay, well, that one's all right. You know, you start up a conversation with one you find you like. What's your name? My name's Francis. Francis. On its own, it's an old timey name, but it's not bad. Okay, you can call it Franny, whatever, Francine, Francis, whatever. But then you finally meet up and you find out the last name is Finkelstein. Is that a deal breaker? I can't deal with a name like that.
She'll never get to me because her parents have already told her she can't date a goy. So she's never going to make it to me, buddy.
A goy. Well, you think Mort Weiner was Jewish, too? Hmm?
Again, marginally Jewish. That's what I'm telling you.
Mort Cut Weiner.
Oh. Wait, is that her? Oh, no. That is her. Woof. Buddy, I'm telling you, and I'm gonna show you a picture of Frances Finkelstein Weiner as an old woman, and I'm telling you, you can't tell the difference between her as an old woman and Anthony Weiner as a 55-year-old man.
Jesus Christ.
That's her in the green shirt.
That's her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony Weiner's mom.
Uh-huh. Let the tits fool you. That's some rack on her, too, huh?
No.
What do you
mean? It's not.
What do you mean?
that she was smuggling some hot dogs. Or wieners, as you might say.
What a bit, but a Wow, what a horrible woman. Huma Aberdeen was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Well, I'll be damned. Huh.
That's not far from where I grew up as a child.
Stands to reason. There's a lot of
her father
towel-wearing people up there.
Her father was Indian. Dot.
Dot? Dot Indian?
Yeah. Her mother was from Pakistan. That explains everything I said about her current... Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. She was raised in Saudi Arabia from age 2.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Kalamazoo. She's going to be 51 this year.
Okay.
Well, there you go. I cannot imagine she's got anything to tell me for 540 pages. It just...
Like you said, 250, 300 might be a story there.
Yeah. 300, I got you. You know, 30, 40 pages on childhood, your folks, your dumb, you know...
And then the whole fucking wiener story.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then we're out.
And then, yeah, and then one day I hope to be a blah, blah, blah. And right. Yeah. A couple updates from stories we did last week.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
An American woman missing in the Bahamas in custody tonight. Brian.
It's the husband of the woman that went missing in the Bahamas.
The husband.
Quote, unquote, went missing.
Yeah, went missing. Quote, unquote. Right, yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Hooker arrested in connection with the disappearance of his wife, Lynette, missing now for 5 days.
That's got put-up job all over it.
Yeah.
You say Mr. Hooker told him his wife, Lynette, fell overboard Saturday when they were traveling in an 8-foot dinghy from Hopetown to Elbow Key, strong currents sweeping her away.
Dinghy.
They had been chronicling their life on the water on social media. But Lynette's daughter tells us their relationship was volatile and expressed suspicions before the arrest.
Harley, do you believe this was an accident?
I feel like this was probably pre-planned, if anything. Like, it doesn't seem like just some accident.
No. Today, Lynette Hooker's mother told the Associated Press she was glad to hear about the arrest.
What has he said in response to the allegations made by his stepdaughter?
He has denied the allegations. And he...
I couldn't expect a decent internet connection in the fucking Bahamas for some reason. Last Wednesday, as we were recording, or not long before, Brian Hooker was arrested in by the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Well, that sounds intimidating.
In connection with the disappearance. They took him to his vessel, the Soulmate. He alleges that while he was attempting to follow the officer's instructions, while being handcuffed and holding a change of clothes in his hands, he fell overboard and had to be rescued.
Oh, no.
Now he knows what it's like.
Well, that must be a slippery dinghy they got over there.
Nothing like having a slippery dinghy.
I know.
Man.
Slip right off and get swept away.
Yeah, boy, tell me about it. February 2015 police report. She was arrested for domestic violence.
Who, the woman?
Yeah.
The wife was?
Brian Hooker was intoxicated and had blood coming from his nose when police arrived. He told police his wife, who he said was also drunk, had struck him in the face multiple times. Some people were fucking in one of their upstairs bathrooms and she, or upstairs bedrooms, and she freaked out. And then fists were traded and, you know.
Oh, that's what brought that whole thing on?
Yeah, sounds like a real solid couple.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's
kind of hard to believe that.
Anxious to defend himself.
Hooker's attorney also telling NBC News, Mr. Hooker categorically and unequivocally denies any wrongdoing, and he has been cooperating with authorities. The couple has been married for more than 2 decades. In 2015, police responded to an incident involving the couple where they accused each other of assault. According to the police report, Brian had visible injuries. Lynette was arrested, but a warrant was later denied over insufficient evidence as to who started the assault. Today, our drone capturing the couple's boat, Soulmate, now docked in this harbor. The U.S. Coast Guard confirming they're also conducting a criminal investigation into the disappearance of Ms. Hooker.
So, George, what else did Brian Hooker's attorney tell you about what happened before his arrest?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom. She tells me that Brian Hooker actually retained her services prior to his arrest and that he was actually planning on going on another rescue mission to try and find his wife. She tells me the next line of questioning that he faces could determine whether any charges are brought forth.
You'll find that real killer, OJ. Don't give up.
That's right. Well,
as soon as this round is over, I'm going and looking again.
As of Monday, as of Monday night, this week, 2 days ago, he was released without any charges being filed.
Yeah.
Maintains his innocence. Told media after release that his sole focus is finding the real killers. He's going to visit every golf course until he finds them. Remains a suspect, though.
Of course.
Yeah. Police recently searched the couple's sailboat again after his release. What do they expect to find there? He fucking put a boot in her ass and kicked her off the fucking side. What do they expect to find? Fucking schematics like in Clerks? Fucking bickety-bam. You kick her in the ass and get her in the water.
Bickety-bam, the bitch's shark food.
Jesus Christ.
Get your fucking ass off this boat, cunt.
Man, there's got to be a week or two of calmness and clarity of mind. Once you decide you're just gonna do it and kill your wife, you're just gonna, it's gonna happen. It's happening this weekend, and like, you finally make your mind up. It's been 20 years, domestic assaults,
it's been brewing,
frequent intoxication, arrests, you know, like it's been brewing for a while. Yeah, right,
it's happening,
and you finally go, I think this bitch has to fucking die, I think.
I gotta get some rest.
I can't keep sleeping with one eye open. This bitch might stab me in my sleep. I can't keep fucking living like this. I think this bitch has to fucking die.
Steve, you need to die.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably pretty calm, pretty, you know. Yeah.
I bet you.
Simple.
Buddy, I bet you get a calmness of mind once you finally made your mind up. Like, he's been thinking about it for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Killing this fucking coos, right? But once you finally decide to do it, I bet there's a fucking clarity of mind that is just unmatched. You know, you're just the sun feels hotter. The breeze feels better. Like, you just know that your long nightmare is about to be over.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That will stink, too. Who's fucking calling me? Get the fuck out of here. And then that gal that was stealing money from the HOAs turned herself in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Wanted woman accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from homeowners to fund her lavish lifestyle, finally behind bars tonight.
Finally.
After days on the run, an HOA property manager turned herself in during the middle of the night. But investigators say the money is gone.
Well, CBS no News
reporter Jamilka Gibson joins us live from the Martin County Sheriff's Office tonight with the latest. Jamilka?
Jamilka?
I haven't had a Jamilka shake in
Buddy,
a long time.
I was years ago, I was a sucker for a Jamilka shake. I'm not sure if they still make them. It's an Arby's.
They do. I think so.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get one on the way
home.
That's
like a staple for them.
Yeah, I'm going to get one on the way home. Yeah. That sounds so good. Jamilka shake. It was almost like a chocolate kind of coffee flavor, a light coffee flavor. Yeah. Boy, it's really, I'm going to get one on the way. Yeah. That's going to cost me a fortune. I went to get a
it's probably going to be $8.
I went to get a fucking large Blizzard the other day, just like on a whim.
$7.50, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Liz, about 5 hours after our story aired last night, officials say Gonzalez came all the way from Broward and walked through these doors right behind me, turning herself in.
All right. Sorry.
I'm here.
This girl's really attractive, but I hate that fucking broadcast American. I fucking hate that accent. Can't stand it. Ugh. And I realize that you can't have, you know, shit kickers, you know, from, everybody, it's the Turner's out. Like, I get that, but man,
yeah.
I don't want the Mid-Atlantic accent either.
No.
But it doesn't have to be this.
Last night, officials say Gonzalez came all the... Liz, about 5 hours after our story aired last night, officials say Gonzalez came all the way from Broward and walked through these doors right
Broward.
Behind. No one talks like that. They teach you that in school.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't. But every newscast in the country has to have the same fucking, you know.
Cadence. Have the same.
Oh, yep. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Me turning herself in.
Yeah.
I was thrilled. I was so worried that she was out of the country, to be honest with you, and that we were never going to get any sort of resolutions.
She was wanted. Her face plastered across social media.
Plastered.
Now 46.
Plastered.
144 or 124 counts against her.
Jesus.
Yeah, they got her good.
Oh, yeah.
Two counts of fraud exceeding 50,000. Two counts of grand theft. So far, you're like, all right, I could beat these. Like, you know, we'll go in and get this knocked down a bit. And then 61 counts of uttering false instruments.
Uttering false instruments?
That's right. 59 counts of embezzlement. Okay, well, no, she's in real trouble now.
Well, so they're getting her, like, for all the different property owners?
Every transaction, though. So it was two different HOAs, but every transaction.
Wow.
Every few days, she was doing $2,000 at a time, and then five, and she is fucking cooked.
She got greedy.
Yep. You can't get greedy.
Can't get greedy, man. You find a scam like that, you got to keep it low.
Everyone stole paper, you know, like toilet paper from work. Everyone's done that. But, you know.
You start taking cases out the door, and you're going to get fucked.
You can't take checks.
Nope.
It can't be that.
Andrew de la Caridad Gonzalez.
Whoa.
What the fuck was that?
Ooh.
I thought somebody hit the Spanish button on her show.
Fucking do that with your tongue on my nuts.
She was wanted. Her face.
Well, she was wanted. Easy, lady.
Dead or alive.
Well, she was wanted.
I got a great idea for next week. That with the Bon Jovi song. Next week on TGO Radio.
We're going to get any sort of resolutions.
She was wanted.
It's like she loads up for that, like Casey did right before his fucking rant.
Can you play
God damn it.
Can you play the song, please?
Yeah, come on. It's been a while.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, but buddy, I'm way ahead of you.
We're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Please.
You can hear. You can hear two things here. He's rubbing his hands together, which you can hear, and then he goes, and then once he does that, we're off to the races. Because Casey's been sitting on this stuff for a minute.
Just percolating.
Percolating's a good word.
Yep. Perking.
Yep.
Okay. Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Breath. And then breathe, you gotta Casey. Go into... Breathe.
He really is. He just loads up.
He
got
man.
A deep breath and just let it all come out because he doesn't breathe once during this part right here.
Transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it.
Is Don on the phone?
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Now, let's say this. Every single thing he says there is 100% right.
Yep.
From any reasonable standpoint, Casey is 100% right there. But motherfucker, I'm a grown man. I'd have bounced that Armenian midget off every wall in that fucking studio. There's no fucking way.
Shut the fuck up, Shaggy.
I mean, there was early on in this show's life, we played Laura Ingraham's meltdown, oh, and Casey's meltdown, yeah, and Bill O'Reilly's meltdown, and like we did Bill a whole Gibson's show. It was almost, and, yeah. Yeah, we did almost a whole show of just broadcaster meltdowns. That was great, but that's our favorite, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, is that funny? Son of a bitch. He's just rubbing his head. He's had it.
Her face plastered across social media. Now 46-year-old Alexandra de la Caridad Gonzalez is behind bars.
Again, do that on my nuts. Drop them into your mouth. Because this girl's attractive. I'll definitely drop my nuts in this girl's mouth. 100%.
After days on the run and continued coverage, the former Avant
coverage
Guard property management bookkeeper turned herself in around 2 a.m. Thursday.
She was ducking us, trying not to turn herself in, trying to buy time.
Ducking you. Easy there.
But she reached out to us through a bondsman and then through an attorney, figured out the serious trouble that she was in.
Investigators say she stole...
Oh, you want your money back? Well, I guess I'm in trouble.
Can't help you.
Yeah.
Can't help you there.
Nearly $200,000 from multiple HOAs, including White Marsh Reserve and the dunes of Hutchinson Island. She allegedly wrote checks to herself, hid it with bogus invoices and forged signatures, then blew the money on a lavish lifestyle of trips, cosmetic surgery, and even wedding expenses.
She got the knife.
Yeah.
Believe that she has the money in an account somewhere? No.
During her first appearance,
no, that shit's been spent, buddy.
That money's gone.
That's like a tax return in a poor neighborhood. That thing is fucking spent. We used to call that a Michigan bankroll in the old days.
Yep.
The 20 on the outside and rest were ones.
Bunch of fucking ones, man. Yep. Fucking Michigan bankroll.
Shit.
A judge setting her bond at nearly $1.3 million.
She shouldn't be going anywhere. If she actually coughs up 10% of that, I'm going to be curious where that money came from.
I love him.
If she coughs up 10% of that, I'm coming after the cunt.
Buried in a fucking mason jar in her backyard somewhere.
Believe Gonzalez acted alone and that her employer had no idea what was happening. Sheriff John Budenseek says there could be more victims.
We've gotten several complaints, some from Indian River County. We've gotten rumors of HOAs here, but they're doing their own forensic audits.
In the meantime, HOAs like White Marsh Reserve are working to recover losses through insurance.
I'm glad she's in jail. She's in there now, and she's going to serve, you know, her time. So, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm frustrated. It's going to be a lot to dig out of, but it won't happen again. I promise you that.
Tonight, Gonzalez remains behind bars. She's facing a very long list of charges. Reporting live in Martin County, Jamelka Gibson, CBS 12 News.
12 News. 12 News.
American broadcast accent. Sucks. Just be yourself. But yeah, no,
you can't.
I know
you can't.
I know
be
you
yourself.
Can't be. I understand you can't be yourself. Do a quick news story.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do a quick one. Just a quick one here.
Quickie.
Yep. Oh, I'm fucking good for those.
In and out.
Ooh.
Don't call me in the morning.
5 minutes, and I'll paint your belly.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Apropos of nothing, did you hear that Jessica McClure, baby Jessica, got arrested?
For baby that fell in a well all them years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Domestic violence. I swear to you, yeah, she fucking...
Well.
She was... Yeah, well.
Well. Thank you.
Well. Let's see here.
Apparently, she needs to spend some more time down in the fucking hole, huh? That's how she goes to jail. Put her in the hole.
Oh, that.
No.
Alice in Chains.
All out after this wild pursuit in the Inland Empire. Deputies trying but unsuccessfully using new pursuit stopping technology.
Ooh.
A crash and a suspect who ended up dead.
That's right, Suze. But tonight it's the actions of a SWAT team member in the middle of the standoff with that armed suspect that's making news.
Yeah, CBS LA assignment editor Mike Rogers is at the desk now. Mike, it's all because of what we caught from SkyCal,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it is, Juan and Susie. We had been over this pursuit, this standoff, for hours yesterday in the Hoopa Valley area in Riverside County. It all started with this.
Slow down, failed... Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
Very excited to tell you this.
Fucking cocaine, Mike.
I love cocaine.
Slow the fuck down, Mike.
He's very happy to be there with you today.
Man. Use of the new technology called the Grappler sent the car into the wall there, and then
yes, I used to nickname that was my nickname for the Grappler.
The Grappler.
Yeah, that fucking right hand was
the
something.
Crusher.
That right hand was something to contend with.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For hours, SWAT deputies tried to negotiate with a man to come out of the car. And while SWAT was beginning to escalate the tactics they were using different types of gas, drones, and even banging out the windows here, Jesus. It was something we caught a deputy doing from SkyCal that is making headlines tonight. Take a look at the video here. You'll see as SkyCal was...
Tell me he was jerking off while this was all going on.
No.
Like he gets off on this shit.
Close.
Moving around, trying to see each of the things that the deputies had, we noticed that the deputy on the left right here was on his phone, appearing to be on a dating app. You see him scrolling through that woman's profile there on the app.
Fantastic.
I have been in hot pursuit of Poontang for 700
miles. 700 miles.
That's Bikini being used as evidence to convict a maniac. Oh, shit.
That vehicle happens to be evidence. Valuable evidence that's going to convict a maniac that I've been trying to apprehend and that I have been in high-speed pursuit of for 700 miles.
He is wanted for a man act, kidnapping, and the attempted murder of over 20 brother officers.
I have been.
I love when that whole conversation starts. Hold it! Hold it!
I have been in high speed pursuit of Poontang for 700 miles!
That phone has evidence. Valuable evidence.
Valuable evidence.
That's going to get my rocks off.
That's going to be used to convict a sex maniac.
Caught a deputy doing from SkyCal that is making headlines tonight. Take a look at the video here. You'll see as SkyCal was moving around trying to see each of the things that the deputies had, we noticed that the deputy on the left right here was on his phone, appearing to be on a dating app. You see him scrolling through that woman's profile there on the app before swiping left and then swiping left
yeah,
two more times.
Yep, no.
Now, no. That bikini pic wasn't good enough for me. I'm moving on.
It's important to note that because look how close he is. This barricade was active. The suspect was still alive at this point and armed while this deputy right behind the cover of the Bearcat is sitting there.
This guy was 10 feet away from this guy, from this other car. It's like this guy.
Yeah, that's
so,
not going to be a good meeting in the morning.
He's got a cop to his right, and this guy is actively, you know, he's standing there, but he's engaged, right? Like he's, you know, kind of. And he pan over to this guy on the left. He's just scrolling through fucking bikini pictures. It's the coolest.
Dude, that's usually me in a meeting, man. I'm just sitting there on my phone flipping through fucking TikTok and checking emails and shit. I just give a shitless about your fucking meeting.
I aspire to this level of not giving a shit. Fuck, when I grow up, I hope to not care this much. Fucking hell, man.
Scrolling through what appears to us to be a dating app. Now, we did look at the back vest of that deputy. We did see the letters SGT, which to us would indicate that he is a sergeant, potentially in a supervisory capacity here with the Riverside County Sheriff's SWAT team. Now, once we saw this, we looked back in, we saw him put the phone down. But you'll see one more time here, he appears to be scrolling through a profile there of a woman before swiping left and looking at two additional profiles, all the while just feet from this armed barricade suspect. We want to show you the response.
Please tell me this guy's married, too. That'd be even better.
Put the cum rag in the back seat.
Put the cum rag in the back.
In the back seat.
First thing I'm going
to do. You did that on purpose. You're going to wait till you agree. I got the evidence. Put the evidence in the car.
But
put the evidence in the car. I'm going to barbecue your ass in molasses.
Put the evidence in the car.
When I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is fuck your mama right in the mouth.
There is no way.
Your mama
no
in the
way. There's no way.
Come from my loins.
That you came from my loins. I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth.
There's no way. No way.
No way.
That you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
We would not be talking about that movie if it weren't for him.
You're not bullshitting. Nope. I can't
thing
stand.
Would have been a fucking forgotten fucking.
When he's not on screen, I can't stand anything happening in that movie. I'm talking about Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fucking stand it when he's not on screen.
Tonight from the Riverside County Sheriff's Office, they say, quote, this behavior does not reflect the standards, expectations,
no.
or policies of our department.
No.
We have initiated an internal investigation.
I guess I kind of figured it would have. Huh. Wow. Uh-oh.
Get him. All right. See the Christ. Wounded, the sounds of the wounded elk on fucking TGO Radio, Nature Channel.
Sent my croissants everywhere on that one. Good. Bad.
My croissants went everywhere is a high water mark in the show's history, buddy.
Oh,
that's bad.
And will take appropriate action based on the findings. The sheriff's office remains committed to professionalism and holding our employees accountable. That standoff would ultimately end with sheriff's deputies shooting tear gas into the back of the car. The suspect, as we believe it now, turned the gun on himself.
Shooting tear gas at the sergeant to get his attention.
Hey, fucko.
Hey, stupid.
They shot tear gas into the car, and the guy blew his brains out.
And the guy blew his brains out.
So everything works out in the end. I'm not sure. What's the problem here? I don't know. I've got one new story. It's a feel-good story.
It's a feel-good story?
Yep.
Are you changing the format of the show?
Eh, you know, we'll give it a whirl.
All right.
Or we can go home.
Guess it can't hurt.
We got plenty of time.
No, let's do one.
You want to do a feel-good story?
Yeah.
I feel like Jeff's going to ruin this story, frankly.
Thanks. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know how the show goes. I fucking was sitting at Dad's. What was the most recent thing? Easter.
Yeah.
It's over at Dad's for Easter. And I was sitting next to my stepbrother. And Caleb came on. One of those commercials came on. I turned to him and I go, Jeff hates this fucking kid. And he goes,
why?
He goes, really? Like he couldn't believe. And I go, I don't know if it's in character or if he really hates him, but he's told me half a dozen times he can't stand him.
Fuck that little fucking wheelie bound motherfucker.
And I did tell him, I go, sometimes I look at Jeff and I go, are you in character right now? What's going on? But no, I think Jeff really hates this fucking kid. I think he can't stand him.
Well, the kid's been doing these commercials for 100 years. He should be dead by now.
Or at least cured. God, what are we doing?
Right. What's with all this fucking money I'm giving you, Caleb?
Fucking brittle bone.
Get up and fucking walk right now.
Maybe if you guys weren't paying for commercials and blankets, you fucking would be able to treat some kids. But he was just like, he goes, really?
Really?
I go, sometimes the line is blurred when we're in character, when we're not, like, you know, but, you know, I go, no, but I think he fucking hates it. Like, for real, I think he hates it.
Let's talk about a baby kangaroo. Oh, I love this story. Baby kangaroo has been reunited with its owner after escaping its enclosure at a Wisconsin petting zoo.
Why do so many Americans have them as a pet? ABC's.
I know 15 people that fucking keep kangaroos as pets.
Well, who has the story?
Okay, he's running deeper.
You are watching thermal
hopping.
Drone.
He's hopping deeper. They don't run, stupid.
Footage of a runaway baby kangaroo named Chesney, who is thankfully now okay.
Somebody wants to be in the shot right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Debbie Marland here runs a petting zoo in Niseda, Wisconsin, called Sunshine Farm.
Here comes pride in the backstretch.
Where? The fuck was that?
It's Kenny Chesney. The thing is named after Kenny Chesney.
Oh, gross.
They've got two kangaroos. One is named Kenny.
And the other one is named Chesney.
And in the interview for this, she's wearing a Kenny Chesney t-shirt in the Skype interview for this or whatever it is.
Okay. Skype interview.
You ever seen that thing where some guy took, you know, like 75 different mentions of cold beer and country music? And
Cold beer.
We got it. Cold beer. We got it.
Cold beer. Cold beer and trucks, Brian. Cold beer and trucks.
America. Got it.
Guns. Don't forget your guns.
Guns.
That goes hand in hand with the beer. It's a good combination.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you because guns are fun.
Cold beer. Cold beer. Cold beer. Cold beer.
We got it. We got it. Country music. Man.
Cold beer, dead minorities. I mean, trucks. You can't say that part out loud.
Shut the fuck.
Hey. Tex, get back in the studio.
Hey, ixnay on the fucking. God, fucking cold beer. We got it. Cold beer.
Cold beer.
At least the old timers were singing about heartbreak and fucking bar fights.
No shit, man.
And these fucking dummies are sitting in a gulch drinking. We got it.
Sitting in a gulch. Dude, that was funny.
Got it. You're watching the sunset. You got a fucking Doberman or a bloodhound and a blonde. And you're watching the sun go down. We got it. Yep. We fucking got it. It's enough already.
Cleaning my guns. Drinking a cold beer.
Cold beer with an ice cold beer.
We got it. Fucking hell.
With a nice old queer. I mean a nice cold beer.
I love old queers.
Old queers.
With a nice old.
I love old queers.
With a nice old queer.
And you wanted to skip this story.
I gave you the option.
This show is going to be called Old Queers.
Last week I sent Jeff six potential show titles.
She has two kangaroos named Kenny and Chesney.
Oh, man, I wish they were named Cold Bear. Oh, fucking man. Hell.
If her Kenny Chesney t-shirt didn't give it away. However, Chesney got away last Wednesday after Debbie says two hunting dogs came onto her property and charged the enclosure.
All of a sudden.
Let me guess, the hunting dogs were named Conway and Twitty.
Is this like a country song come to life?
Buddy, it's...
Hunting dogs chased away my Kenny Chesney named kangaroos.
Cold
while I was
beer.
Drinking a cold beer.
Cold
sucking
beer.
Off an old queer.
With an ice cold queer. You get an ice cold queer. Make him put ice cubes in his mouth before he blows you. Ice cold queer.
How do you make a fruit cordial? Be nice to him, I guess.
Be nice to him.
I was in the barn and I heard.
Oh, see? The
I was in,
I was
the,
in
barn,
the barn
drinking an ice cold beer. We got it.
Screaming, Stacy screaming, saying there's a kangaroo out.
To protect himself, Chesney apparently scaled an 8-foot fence and then hopped down the road alone.
Fucking all right, Chesney taking care of himself. Fuck yeah. Australia, here I come.
Pretty hopping to freedom.
My family, and I need to find Chesney.
Well, now listen, now, once you find Chesney, how are you going to celebrate? That's my question. That's hard to believe there, I think, actually. We got it. Fucking Jesus.
With a fat old queer.
I already got one sitting here. I can't abide by another fat queer.
No,
if I'm getting blown by a guy, it's got to be a twink. Okay?
Got to be that fucking new husband of fucking Mrs. Abedin? Wiener or whatever.
I'm not doing another bear. Or it's not happening. It's got to be a twink sucking my dick if it's going to happen. That's all I'm saying.
In the worst way.
What followed was a desperate 4-day search for Chesney in the forests of rural Wisconsin, with temperatures at night falling into the teens.
Yep, he's going behind this shed.
During that time, Debbie hired 3 different drone operators and says she walked 35,000 steps each day. With her team of volunteers, there were multiple encounters where Chesney hopped away. However, on Saturday morning, parked at his last seen location.
We were about to get in our cars, and all of a sudden, Stacy said real quietly, "Hey, he's at your car."
Hey.
Hey.
Ice cold beer.
Ice cold beer.
Hey. Cold beer.
Oh my God, oh my God.
That's when her friend Stacy, who helps out at Sunshine Farm, was able to finally rescue Chesney.
They couldn't get a country song?
Well, no.
Oh, fucking idiots. They...
If it had been a cow, they could have gone with Ice Cold Steer. Because it was in the...
Gold Steers.
Because the temperatures were in the 30s at night. With an ice cold steer.
Drinking cold beers, sucking off queers.
Sitting on stairs. We got it, TGO Radio. Holy shit.
We should write us a country song.
Hang on, let me get a bat for this dead horse I got over here. Fucking hell.
Now Kenny and Chesney are reunited again, able to enjoy many snacks together in their diapers. However,
what? Hang on, what?
What?
Sounds like the ideal retirement for me. What are we talking about? Snacks and diapers, I'm in. Alright.
Now Kenny and Chesney are reunited again, able to enjoy many snacks together in their diapers.
I can't think of a better way to go out. Brian was just eating fucking pretzel peanut butter nugs sitting in a diaper. When his heart finally came out, he was 407 pounds.
Hello? Play the clip, Doug.
Hello? Brian was a seer. Way back in,
he was a seer.
Way back in season 19, episode 12, he foresaw his death and his weight.
Oh,
However, that might not be the most emotional reunion of the weekend.
No.
Chesney, I love you. I love you. He loves mom.
Love media jerk off on a Zoom call trying to make time with a kangaroo.
Oh, he does.
Colbert with my kangaroo.
I fucking can't stand it. Colbert, we got it.
Colbert.
I know.
Colbert, Brian.
I got it.
Colbert.
You can't drink it warm. What are you, savage?
Colbert.
With an ice cold steer.
Hi, I'm Cole. Colbert, running for representative of your town.
Rush chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Ice cold beer.
Colbert.
We got it, you fucking shit kickers.
Cold beer, ice cold beer, ice cold beer,
cold beer, cold beer.
I'd like to stop and get a beer on the way home, but I can't now. I'd be a hypocrite.
Have I ever played? Speaking of, you know, old queers.
I love them. Where would I be without them?
Have you ever watched the Boondock Saints?
No.
You've not? Okay.
No.
So Willem
There's a great scene, though, where he fucking smacks that kid on the head.
Yeah. Have you? I fucking love that. I fucking rewind that every time I watch that fucking movie.
God, what a fag.
What are you, a fag? Here, turn this up.
To set the scene, Willem Dafoe's in bed.
Yeah.
And a young twink is kind of snuggled up to him. And Defoe's phone rings. Is he a cop in this, or what's his role in this movie?
He's FBI guy. Okay, yeah, he's.
So Defoe's phone rings, and he takes the call while this twink is laying on him. All right, that's the scene.
Hello. Uh-huh. Room number? We got a time of death. I got a body count.
Fucking pops him on the back of the head. He fucking really popped him once on the cheek and then once on the back of the head. And I'll link to this in the show notes so you can see that fucking Defoe really pops him in the fucking head. It's hilarious.
I got a body count.
Oh, man.
Once in the head, and then he gets him in the face here.
I'll be down there in a bit. This, keep the press up. What are you doing?
I just wanted to cuddle.
Cuddle? What a fag.
What a fag.
I mean, he fucking pops him, man.
Dude, this movie is very quotable, actually.
Oh. Fucking hell. Ice cold queers.
That wasn't no fake slap either, man. He got
no, him. He fucking method acted his ass out of the business. He fucking popped him a good one. Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Oh. Shit your pants?
Nope.
Damn it.
Feel good, though. Oofa.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty foul.
You know what that fart needs?
Cold beer.
Cold beer. Nice cold beer.
Cold beer.
Warm beer.
Fuck off.
Oh, man. Superhuman's got a new video. Slip and Slide of Carnage Part 2.
Part 2?
Spring Special style.
He lived through Part 1.
Dude, he's got a shirt that says, fuck this shit.
I know. He fucking sucks a lot. I can't stand him.
Fucking retard.
Yeah. How'd you get to be that fucking retard's neighbor?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
This is the slip and slide of carnage.
So he's got a slip and slide, and it's filled with toys and.
Oh, he's gonna tell you here.
Just okay, got
it. Let the man do his fucking gimmick.
100% right. He knows his gimmick better than I do. I humbly apologize to America for that.
This is the slip and slide of carnage. This is for the juggalos and juggalettes. Do not run into home and
I hope you like it. Boom, boom.
And the sprinklers going that you hear.
Right.
Fucking, you know. I wish that was like gasoline or something coming out of there.
Ice cold gas.
Okay, now he didn't explain what was on.
No, he didn't. That's what I'm. So, oh yeah, he's a retard. But normally he goes, you know, it's light bulbs
and toys, cheese graters and Legos. Right. And
I tell you what, that one you sent me last week where you did a front flip from a table.
Barbed wire and the barbed wire glass. And
like old fucking bulbs.
Neon
and shit.
Bulbs,
like,
yeah.
Whoa. That's a pretty good spot.
Fire Carnage. This is for the juggalos and juggalettes. Not on his own. I hope you like it. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Fucking fat.
Gotta get
retarded.
A stumbling start.
I've had this stubby.
Gotta get it waddling.
This fucking stubby legged idiot. I've had it. Yeah, buddy.
What the fuck?
I don't know, but yeah,
that was
buddy,
great.
I've never seen a fat man run that fast. He is hauling ass before he gets to that slip and slide. Holy shit, buddy.
Here he goes.
Let him go! Okay. That probably hurt a little bit.
Oh!
Yeah,
he's not fucking done yet,
damn
Brian.
Right. Fucking
God
right.
Damn. Fucking waddling back over to the fence. Why can't something get right fucking there and get that vein in his wrist? Why?
I would fucking pay $50 on pay-per-view to watch this cocksucker bleed out. I can't stand it. I've had it with him and his gimmick and his retard screaming. I fucking had it.
No, not fucking done yet.
Dude, he's not done.
That a boy.
Man, he is fucking committed.
He should be. I fucking hate him. I hate him so fucking much.
It's like a train, though. Train wreck. You can't stop watching
fucking
it.
Fucking retard should never have made a goddamn dollar anywhere in a civilized world. Fuck. He's got merch. He's doing independent wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
He's in the Gathering of the Juggalos. I can't fucking stand him. I hope he strokes out as we're recording this today. Fucking hate him. Hate him. Hate his gimmick. Fucking hate him.
I think that when I sent you, he had an accomplice with him, didn't he? Have somebody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
You know what that stunt deserves?
An ice cold beer?
That stunt deserves
a
cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
We got it. Cold beer. Fucking hell.
And a tight rear.
Well, it's kind of hard to argue with that.
On an
cold
old
beer. Cold beer. Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer. Cold beer.
Cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
I love cold beer.
Cold beer.
With an ice.
You know, if Judas Priest has sung about Satan as much as he's fucking shit-kicking asshole sing about cold beer, the parents would have won that case. Fucking garbage.
Oh, where'd you learn to drink beer? I don't know. I don't know.
Ice cold beer. Fuck off. All right.
What you got against cold beer, Brian?
Nothing. Except what is every goddamn song in the genre of music? Nothing.
Cold beer.
Cold steers. Cold queers. Fucking hell.
Steers and queers.
Now we're talking. Holy dog shit. Only two things come from Texas. Steers and queers. It's 5:56 and I'm going, buddy.
Yeah,
out. Yeah, we're fucking out.
Time for cold beer,
time
Brian.
For a cold beer.
Time for an ice cold beer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have six on the way home. Hopefully I murder myself and somebody else.
Take somebody out with you.
Yeah, hopefully it's my old boss.
Just run it right through the front window of that store.
No,
do you fantasize?
No, his house. Yes, his house. We had a great time this week We'll see you next week. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.